Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. We're on the three, bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Small Business Advocate. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three. thirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Rick Maurer, 18-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? He's one of the top management leadership experts in the galaxy. He's our good friend Rick. Thanks again for being here. We were talking about how to keep things interesting, how to seize the moment. Occupandi temporis. And I lied a while ago when I said there wasn't going to be more Latin, folks, but that's it. That's the only one we'll say. So Rick, you're trying to get us to seize the moment of connection, the ability to make a good connection with people. And you were talking about people learning how to use PowerPoint presentations in a better way. Instead of making it death by PowerPoint, making it shorter PowerPoints, that kind of thing. And I have a different way of approaching that works.
Yeah.
I have
– cool.
I might have 70 slides in 20 minutes. But each slide only has a little bit of information on it. And it's not intended if of course my presentations might not be as technical as a group of chemical engineers getting together to work on a project. You know what I mean? But still I may do three slides a minute. And what the slides do is they present an idea that reminds me of what I want to say. And then I talk to the audience about what I've got on my mind, and I move through with a graphic that tells a story and a few words, and it keeps them focused because they see all this movement, and it keeps people keeps them engaged, and they also wonder what's he going to say next. That's another way to keep them engaged, but the point is you can do it different ways. There are different ways of seizing the moment. What do you think?
Yes. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, for a lot of people, just cutting back on the PowerPoint would be a good thing. But the key is what's working for you. When you're paying attention to you and your audience, you're saying, wow, this keeps people engaged. Mm-hmm. Then I would keep it in my act. If you pulled out bagpipes and it kept people engaged,
right.
It wouldn't keep me engaged. But, you know, that
but
I would say keep doing it.
So,
well, of course, yeah. Nothing livens up a party like a good trombone.
That's
solo.
Right. That mag brings him in from the garden, doesn't it, when you bring up a pull of trombone. He's a professional trombonist, by the way, folks. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, but I just got to tell you, one of our neighbors, when the virus first started and people were staying indoors, she said, you know, on a Sunday, you ought to go out and play a trombone solo. And I said, Monica, if you really are serious about social distancing, a trombone solo will achieve that for you. So, all right. So moving away from PowerPoint, the idea is if we look at those times when we engage somebody else, whether it's one person or the entire staff, are they working? Are they not just getting the message, but are they walking out going, oh, yeah, hey, that's great. And if that's not happening, people are just there quietly polite because they don't want to lose their jobs, you may say, maybe there's a better way to do this. And you don't have to start big. Start with something, you know, like maybe I'll ask one question if you're not used to asking questions. Or maybe I'll cut the agenda back by blah, blah, blah. It could be anything, but it's an experiment and it has to be small because if it's big, like something a consultant told you or read in a book, and it doesn't work, you're likely then to throw out the whole thing. But just find something that is really comfortable for you. And that's a great way to get started. In fact, in a lot of places, that's basically all you need to do because if we pay attention to what bores us and what excites us, guess what? The people working with us probably have kind of similar reactions to things.
So. Well, there's no question about it. And one of the things that you've said a couple of times, in my opinion, is the key to all of this. And that is don't tell people – if you have – if you have 10 magic moments in your presentation, let's say five, you have five magic moments that you want to get out of your presentation, make two of them a statement and three of them a question. That's just a ratio I just pulled out of the air. But it could be one and four, good. It could be three and two the other way. But your point about asking questions, nothing makes people lean into you more than to say, I'd like your opinion. If you ask anybody their if you say, I'd like your opinion, they will lean into you, and now you'll be their best friend for at least another minute. What do you think?
Well, not only do I like it, I used to not ask my dad for advice because he would give me advice about all kinds of stuff. And so as an adult, I mean, we would just know when
do.
I was home to visit the – yeah, that's right. Anyway, it was a number of years ago, and Kathy and I were home visiting, and my mom and Kathy had gone up to bed, and Dad and I were having a beer. And I said, hey, Dad, I'd like your advice on something, which, I mean, stunned him right then. He had to grab his heart. And I said, I've been studying playwriting, and I think I think I've got a play that people seem to like, and I think I can really develop it. But I'm working on it, you know, whenever I can, you know, steal time. And I'm actually thinking about cutting back on work for maybe 6 months or so to do that. But I said, what do you think? And I thought, sure, he was going to go, Rick, you're an idiot. He said, well, when I started my business, a furniture store in our small town, he said, I couldn't get a loan. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is in the 1950s, and he said, I went to one of the banks, and they said, Eddie, you work at such and such a place. He said, it's been around for 100 years. You've got the most secure job in our town.
Why would you do that?
And he said, I had a job that was even more secure. I was in the Army. They even gave me my underwear.
exactly. Well said. Good. Gonna take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Rick Maurer. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with us. Cause this land's the place
I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.